Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 20, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Did you know you're an ambassador? A representative for Him. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. That is the most important thing happening on the planet. The greatest need of man is not physical. For granted, if you're hungry, you need something to eat. If you don't have any clothes to wear, you need some clothes to wear. If you don't have a place to live, you need a place to live. But the Bible says you gain the whole world and lose your soul. What have you profited? The greatest need of human beings is spiritual, not natural. And if you are reconciled with the Creator of the heavens and the earth, He made the planet. He can get you lunch. Is that right? He created the continents and the mountain ranges. He can get you some wheels. Yo, I'm telling you, and He will. If you'll get right with Him and put His things first, He said He would add all these other things to you. Didn't He say it, saints? He said He'd do it. So the number one thing is getting right with God and staying right with Him. And if you get off, repent and get right back close to Him and walk with Him, right? And you need to live ready to go every day and night because you don't know. People are leaving here. They tell us people leave this planet at the rate of about 150,000 a day. All over the globe, totals up about 150,000 will leave the planet, die, before a 24-hour period is done. And that's just about every second is almost two people. Two more. One day it'll be me and you. Is that right? You're not going to live down here forever. And a lot of people leave sooner than they expected. I assure you, a bunch of this 155,000 that leave today, as they're breathing their last, they'll be thinking, I thought I had more time. I thought I had more time. And so you need to be ready to go. Are you ready to go, saints? If not, you better get yourself ready to go, right? Before this service is over. Because you don't know all the future. There's just so much you don't know about what's ahead. But if you're right with God and you're ready to go, it helps preachers preach your funeral too. Oh man, I mean the worst thing in the world is trying to preach a funeral and you don't know where they are. We hope maybe at the last minute they accepted the Lord, but they live like a heathen their whole life. Makes it tough on the preacher. Oh, but when you know something about them and you know for sure that they gave their heart and life to the Lord, oh man, you can preach with boldness and confidence. They are with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Which is far better than being here with the Lord. With the Lord. That's what the Bible said. To depart from this body, to be absent from the body, is to be present with the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, go with me, please. In the New Testament, to James, the third chapter, we saw last, I believe it was last Sunday, that not only do we need to be reconciled to God by our personal humility, repentance, and faith in receiving what Jesus has done, and coming to the Father, confessing Jesus as Lord, But once you're born again, once you are a child of God, once you have been reconciled to God, how we treat each other also affects our fellowship with Him. We spent several minutes last Sunday looking in 1 John about how that if you love God, you love His children too. You love your brother too. And, you know, if your fellowship's going to be good with Him, you're going to keep His commandment. The New Testament commandment is to love one another, Jesus said, Amen. As I have loved you. Now, that's not about feelings. That's about choices. Right. You can treat somebody like you love them no matter how you feel. That's not hypocrisy. That's being spiritual. And, you know, expecting your feelings to change. And they will. Feelings are moldable, changeable. But an act of your heart is what God's looking for. And we talked about this. If you're a parent and you have children, it just doesn't work if somebody says, well, I like you, you know, but then they treat your kid like dirt. Right. Yeah. And they kick your kid when they're down, but they say, yeah, but I like you. I'm your friend. Well, no. You know, they hurt your baby. Right? They got a problem with you. And in fact, they could just kind of ignore you, but if they helped your child, they made a friend in you.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it's a lot that way with God. You can't just say, well, God, you know, I love you. It's me and you forever, but I can't stand all these other Christians. I mean, they make me sick, and I just can't. I can't bear them. Well, if He can bear them, you should be able to bear them. Is that right? And if He loves them, then you need to just make a choice. God, if you love them, I'm going to love them. Didn't say you had to like everything about them. Didn't say you had to like everything that they do and they say. Their biggest problem is that they're like you. Huh? Yeah, they haven't arrived at Christ-like perfection. They got... You know, their mind, part of it hadn't been renewed, and yeah, same thing. And if God's willing to put up with you while you grow up, He loves them just as much as He loves you. You need to be willing to have some forbearance, patience with them, and love them. Well, as we've already talked, the enemy is continually trying to get us to ignore the New Testament commandment. And to get into and stay in strife in our immediate families and extended. I have seen so many churches that have split and split and split again and start over. And you get people that, you know, somebody wants to sit as far as they can away from the other person. Because of this and that, and people fall out, so they won't come to the church anymore. Well, you know, God didn't hurt you and quit you. Why would you want to quit God? Because a person hurt you. That just doesn't make sense. And yet people do it all the time. One reason they do it is out of embarrassment. They do it out of shame. And they think if somebody's heard about what happened or they know, then I just won't come. I just won't go. That's being really dumb. That's letting the enemy play you, you know, getting you unhooked from a vital spiritual supply that you need. And all of us have made mistakes. And it's just time to repent when you see you've made a mistake. And not be so proud, just humble yourself and go, you know, I shouldn't have done that, I shouldn't have said that, but I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep coming. I'm going to stay hooked with God. I'm going to stay hooked where He joined me and told me to be a part of. So let's look into some things in James about how the enemy works so that we're not ignorant of his devices. And so we can recognize some of these things when they first start happening and shut them down before they get out of hand. We can shut the door, I'm telling you, we can shut the door to strife in our homes, in our marriages, at our workplace, at our churches, we can shut it down. We can't control the whole world, but in our immediate world, we can shut some things down. Right. We can shut the door on the enemy. James 3:13. 3:13, he said, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation or way of life his works with meekness of wisdom." Say that phrase out loud, meekness,
meekness
of wisdom.
Wisdom.
Now, true godly wisdom, as you'll see in just a moment, is not pushy, is not haughty. It has no pride in it. Pride is a bad thing, period. There is no good kind of pride. There is no, so when you got good pride, you know, like I'm proud of my kids. That's good, right? There is no good kind of pride. You can be thankful for your children, but proud's another thing. Being proud of your kids is being proud of yourself. Because they're your kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I lost somebody. Listen to what the Father said when Jesus was baptized in the river. And he came up and the Spirit came on him. And the Father said, "This is my beloved Son. I'm so proud of him." I said, "What's wrong with that?" Pride is the nature of the devil. That's what's wrong with it. God hates it. He hates it. Anybody remember in Proverbs where it talks about seven things that God hates? And more than one of them reference pride and a haughty look. The devil is the proudest being you've ever heard anything about. He is so arrogant. He is so full of pride. What did Jesus say about himself? "Come learn," he said, "about me." What did he say? Of all the things he could have said, "I'm powerful, I'm brilliant, I'm what," but what did he say? "I'm meek and lowly of heart." This is his nature. Meek has nothing to do with weak. Pride is a thing to be despised. And we all got flesh. And so you got more of it than you want to admit. And the only way to deal with it is, first of all, you got to see it. And that's not fun. It's not fun. It's not comfortable to see how proud you've been. But you got to see it in order to deal with it. I know when I used to teach at Rhema Bible Training Center, and we had a course on submission and authority, and part of that course involved talking about pride and humility. And I had more than one person say, "Well, Brother Keith, before I took your course, I never had any trouble with pride." Well, yeah, you don't have trouble with what you just yield to. It's when you start endeavoring to deal with it and not yield to it, that's when you get a revelation.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.